Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Hello, this is Rapsik here, and you are listening to the Chart Topping Show, gracing your Saturdays via Radio Sega. The song you just heard was number 38 of last week's request charts. That was Get Edgy Sonic Mix from Sonic Rush. I hope your weekend has been good, guys, so far, guys and gals. This show is going to... Why was it 24/7 on? I have absolutely no idea. Was that during the song or was that during my talk? Anyways, this show is going to have your usual spots. There's going to be zero surprises today, except. For the preview, the track preview, you'll be listening to it for the first time today on Radio Sega. A song from the Collision Theory album, which is the Radio Sega's initiative, an album directed by Opus Science Collective. Just like you can read on the news piece on the site, directed by friend of the station Opus Science Collective, this brand new compilation of arrangements of Sega tunes was built around the following idea: what if two tracks from different Sega games collided? The team of 12 musicians from around the community picked two different source tunes from very different Sega games and mix them together into one great track. Covering 21 games, this 12-track album is an epic journey through Sega's catalog filled with retro vibes and blue skies bliss. Imagine Golden Axe versus Streets of Rage, Phantasy Star Online versus Echo the Dolphin, or even Streets of Rage 2 versus Sonic 3. What's more, Collision Theory is our way to support Special Effects, an amazing charity that's been helping people with disabilities to enjoy video games. From the release date of September the 1st till November the 30th, the album will be up for grabs from our Bandcamp page for whatever you want to pay for it, with all proceeds going to Special Effect. If you want to learn more about Special Effect, well, the link is on the news piece, as I said, but you can Google it. It's a great initiative, and you will be listening to one of those tracks. It's still a secret. You will listen to it during this show in a bit. It's after number 11. Yeah, it's going to be on the middle segment. And that middle segment... So you never heard the number 38 track because it was the 24/7. I see. If that's the case, I'm going to play it again for a bit. Okay, so as I was saying, on the middle segment you will be treated to tunes from a game that pretty much changed the whole scenery for 3D fighting games. It changed how they influences from the 2D fighters like Street Fighter and turned them into an entirely new thing with full emphasis on the movement all around the 3D arena. Soul Calibur was a genius piece on the Dreamcast, and its music was legendary, and you will listen to the Dreamcast version of the soundtrack to remind yourself on how awesome third-party fighters can be on Sega consoles. Other than that, here comes number 20 after number 38. As I said before, number 38 was the Get Edgy Sonic Mix from Sonic Rush, which is what you're going to listen now. Again. Not again, but yeah, I'm going to play it again.
Again, of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
my... I'll make you eat those words.
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Number 20.
Just now you are. So can I get that pie? Sometimes.
This Is My Happiness featuring T. Mitsuyoshi. Take Dude. From Space Channel 5 Part 2. This is number 20.
Number 19. Aye, aye, dance to the beat, time for lonely party. Here we go. Aye, aye, welcome to ya fiesta de los amigos. Aye, aye, dance to the beat, time for lonely party. Here we go. Aye, aye, welcome to ya fiesta de los amigos. Aye, you can do it too, time to find a sweet party. Here we go. Fiesta de los amigos.
Salsa de Pepero Chao, Fiesta de los Amigos. From Clockwork Knight, a new entry to, I think it's the first time this series is on this show at all. Number 19.
Number 18.
16-bit tunes, Worthy Rival from Shining Force Resurrection of the Dark Dragon. It's number 18. Pretty good sound quality for the Game Boy Advance. Jamie mentioned this is a remake of the first Shining Force, thanks to Electric Boogaloo.
Number 17.
Sega Saturn Shiro, the Ichiro Tomita version.
Number 16.
That was it for the first 5 tracks of the evening, guys. Just a little recap. Number 20 was Space Channel 5 Part 2 Extra, This Is My Happiness, featuring T. Mitsuyoshi, Takedude himself. Number 19 was a new entry on this show, Salsa de Pepero Shows. Pepero Show, Fiesta de los Amigos, from Clockwork Night. Number 18, yet another new entry, Warpy Rival, from Shining Force Resurrection of the Dark Dragon, the GBA remake for the original one. Number 17 was Sega's Anthem, Sega Saturn Shiro, Ishiro Tomita version. Number 16, what you just heard was a nice tune from a Saturn... I wouldn't say classic because it's not that famous, but it's still great. Cyber Speedway, also known as Grand Chaser. The track was Night Gear. We'll now have the next 5 tracks from 15 to 11, and afterwards you'll get to hear the preview, the first time that the song is going to be played ever on radio. A song from the Collision Theory album, that's a Sega, Radio Sega with Opus Science Collective project aimed to raise charity towards special effect.
Number 15.
Arms away! This is only the beginning!
Faithful those who speed the path out of time instead of just living it. So many things erase before they begin. Hopes and dreams instead of what could have been. Just nothing at all just means. Nothing at all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to fact, make me love all that seems. Make me love all that seems.
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 13.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
We'll be right back.
more get edgy, but this time it's the Blazy Mix, also from Sonic Rush. Reminder, the Sonic Rush was number 38.
Number 12. Number 11.
Number 11.
So guys, on this second part you had number 15 was the Bentley Jones remix for Seven Rings in Hand. From Sonic and the Black Knight it was Seven Rings in Hand Fairy Tales in Trance. Number 14, Shadow the Hedgehog, Digital Circuit remix version. Number 13 was the Blaze mix for Get Edgy from Sonic Rush, the counterpart from the Sonic mix that was number 38. Number 12 was from Cyber Speedway, the American soundtrack, thanks to Electric Boogaloo to all these bits of information. It's from Cyber Speedway, as I said, the American name. The American soundtrack replaced the original Japanese tracks with music by the Bygone Dogs, and Tabata is one example. And it's also number 12. Then number 11 was Saint Gabriel's Mask vocal remix from the Sega Power Cuts 1 album, Some Echo the Dolphin. Music in here. Okay. So now we're going to play, for the first time in Radio Sega, a preview for yet another track for the Collision Theory album. It's the third song on the album. I'll repeat to people who are not aware of this, and people who were not on Radio Sega listening to this show when I talked about this. This is an album that was conceived by Radio Sega and Opus Science Collective, which gathered community remixers to mesh to create pieces of music, which are basically two different songs from two different games put together. This album covers 21 games and it's got 12 tracks. Collision Theory, the kicker is that it's for sale at Bandcamp. Let me just see the link. Okay, so at radiosega.bandcamp.com, and it will be there on the 1st of September, and it will be for sale until the last day of November. All the revenue is going to proceed to Special Effect, which is a charity that is about allowing disabled people to enjoy video games. There's no profit in here for anyone but the charity that helps more people enjoy what we love. So it would be awesome if you could contribute with that and get some awesome exclusive tunes done by talented people, really. The song that's going to play was by Amplitude Problem. The song is called Scorching Zephyr. I'll tell you what tracks they are after it ends, so that you, let's see if you can name them. People who name the tracks are going to get a shout out. Let's enjoy this track.
First on Radio Sega.
hope you enjoyed the track. From Amplitude Problem, that was Scorching Zephyr, and has people pretty much guessed easily, and the first one to take the right guesses, and the only guesses that were no wrong ones at all. It was Electric Boogaloo. The songs were Passing Breeze from Outrun and Wilderness from Golden Axe. Obviously, if you follow Radio Sega and CTS in particular, you are very well acquainted with Wilderness. Not the original version, let's say, but the Commodore 64 is apparently the most popular on Radio Sega. And has this talk bad, is sort of a spoiler. We have now moved to the special mid segment, which is going to be about Soul Calibur, the game that from Namco, that's a third party game on the Dreamcast and that revolutionized 3D games, 3D fighting games forever, with all those and the arenas that were not full squares or circles, the arenas that had different shapes, free movement for all directions on the 3D arena, not like just having buttons to sidestep or pressing up to jump really high, influences from 2D games. And it also had some things that are now used by many fighting games, 3D fighting games, that are like there's no specific down hitting people when they're down moves, but some moves do that, others don't. I mean, it's probably still the premier true fighting game classic with weapons, even though there's been tons of years since the last genuine sequel came. Soul Calibur 5 was the last one and it's probably 8 years old now, but still. Anyways, let's play songs from the first Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast, which was a graphical marvel at the time. It got probably the best scores ever. I could dig that up, but there's no time, but I'm pretty sure there was a very big magazine that rated the game as probably the best ever. Not sure if you heard me. Anyways, this is the intro theme. Obviously, this song is a sequel for the Soul Edge, which was on the arcades and on certain other consoles. One console in particular. The console that was the bane of the Sega Saturn. You know what it is. So apparently the 24/7 is screwing up a lot. And Soul Calibur 5 is actually 5 years old. What else was I going to say? If anyone can tell me which was this magazine or website that rated Soul Calibur as one of the best games ever, with like the best mark they ever gave away, just tell me, please. Veritex just said that he loved the option to make your own intro, and man, I remember that, I spent hours on that one. Back in the day it was great, actually. This is the character selecting. Okay, so thanks for Electric Boogaloo. This game scored 10 out of 10 from GameSpot and IGN, and 40 out of 40 from Famitsu. This game was graphically ahead of its time, not to mention it was very polished, very bright, and it was an... It created innovations everyone loved. Electric Boogaloo just came up with another piece of info. The latest game in the series was actually the mobile one, Soul Calibur Unbreakable Soul, released 3 years ago. I'll give a shout out to people who guess whose track this is, and every single track after this one. This is the new legend, which is Killix theme. No one got it in time. Electric Boogaloo is right, this is Maxis theme, Sail Over the Storm. We'll be right back. And this is Duelists. Can anyone guess what character these tracks belong to? Belongs to, I mean. I like Electric Boogaloo's answer. He said Mitsurugi slash Arthur, which is, by the way, the character that was on Mitsurugi's place on arcades for the countries in which the samurai image was banned. Electric Boogaloo is not giving anyone a chance. This is the cursed image. Tacky Steam. We'll be right back. Nightmares theme in the name of Father. I like how conversation is picking up on Discord about the game. This is Unblessed Soul. It's been on Manic Monday show before. This is Beyond the Horizon, which is mainly one theme on the arcade, and also on Dreamcast, but there's one thing missing. Oh, and the previous song was Ivy's theme, by the way. This is Worth Dying For. And by the way, the previous track was also sung Mina's arcade theme, because her original stage wasn't there, it was just for the Dreamcast. And on arcade, you would fight her on a variation of Wang's stage, which it would be on a different time of the day. Woo! This is probably one of my favorite video game tracks ever. This is from Secret Stage. Leaving the world behind is Cervantes stage, which has Cervantes is a Dreamcast exclusive. Fun. And so is this stage and this film. with Going to Where the Wind Blows, we went this segment and we're going to the top 10 of last week's requests.
Number 10.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
From Sonic and the Secret Rings is number 10.
Number 9.
Rush to the Arbor from Shenmue. This sounds very familiar from a Crush 40 song, probably from the NASCAR game. If anyone can tell me what it is, please. please do, and please also tell me where in-game this plays in Shenmue. Shenmue. That's the correct way. So apparently this is the original song from... The original song here is from F355 Challenge, but I'm still pretty sure I've heard Johnny Gioeli's voice.
Evil is.
Take.
Make me miss me more. Missing back before. Questions on the floor. Legends burn and tumble. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No such thing. Those who speed a path out of time instead of just living it. So many things erased before they begin. Hopes on dream instead of what could have been. Forks and fades like words in the sand. Just like that, if nothing at all just seems. Nothing at all just seems. Fortune shines with seven in hand. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hand. Speed through life with speed and sand. Seven rings in hand. Wonder all on the command. Seven.
So the track that was playing before from Shenmue, Rush to the Arbor, apparently it was a version of Scarlato from F355 Challenge, and no Johnny Gioeli, my bad folks. This song right now needs no introduction. It's the Crash Party version of Seven Rings in Hand, in which you can find on the True Blue the very best of Sonic the Hedgehog album.
Seven rings in hand.
Number 7.
You know what they say, the more the merrier.
ready to go from Initial D Street Stage, not the arcade stage, one of the arcade stage games as usual on this show. It's a new one for Street Stage on CTS. This is Ready to Go, as the vocalist makes a point of saying like 100 times.
Number 5.
Mother Nature passing by. They all look back, no one dare to lay their hands on the body.
Number 4.
So High from Sega Touring Car Championship, number 4. Apparently, this is by Channel X.
Number 3. Night Ride from Sega GT 2002 is number 3.
there's actually something about this chart. I've been playing from the 21st most requested track on the playlist, actually, because there's there's a particular one that would actually made its way to second. It's not exactly Sega, it's not even a song, but tons of people requested it a lot, and it was actually number 2. So I'm going to play it when number 2 is announced, and then I'll play the musical number 2, which was actually number 3 on requests. You get the point, don't you? You'll see what it is. It was an interesting and funny joke, but yeah, I mean, why would it count?
Number 2.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com. You'll feel warm and squishy inside once you do.
Jun Senoa's cover of Let's Go Away for the Daytona USA Championship Circuit Edition for the Saturn. and Deluxe on the PC. This was number 2, or 3 depending on your point of view. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a great show, even with that "please register your copy of Sam" clip, which I got to tell you, it's there anyway. Radio Sega's Sam broadcaster for the 24/7 is totally registered and legit. This was basically a joke. Because we can't take ourselves seriously all the time, right? And let's say that some of the people who requested the track were actually part of the of Radio Sega's most higher-ups. So those are the ones making the joke, actually, which is actually funny. I hope you enjoyed this show with tons of Soul Calibur tunes. Next week there will be a new segment, hopefully. The chart topping is going to innovate. Before I go, you'll still listen to the number one most requested track last week. I'll see you on Discord, I hope, guys. Let's see if I've got time. Keep enjoying your weekend.
Number 1.
This song plays on Sega Rally 2's Mountain Stages. It's Eurofight. Okay, so something went wrong. Let's try this again. Okay. Yeah, I need a new external hard drive. Just a small touch on it and it disconnected for a bit. Time to get a new one, as I said.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.